everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About FNAF. I am your host, Tucker Stokes, and today I'll be talking about FNAF 3 and explaining what happened before it and after. So, before, like, what the events that lead it up to FNAF 3. So, the events that lead it up to FNAF 3 were... So, FNAF 1 Pizzeria, William Afton destroyed the animatronics thinking that it would get rid of them and the ghosts, but, you know, it didn't work. It couldn't work. It didn't work for him. It didn't work out. So they chased him into the parts and service where he stored his Springlock Bonnie suit because he stole it from the other pizzeria. And so he put it on, you know, chuckled a little bit. Now, he shouldn't have done that. If he read the Springlock training tapes, he would know not to breathe heavy on the spring locks, or they will come loose, break, and Willy go bye-bye. But, he ignored that, and, Willy go bye-bye. But, Golden Freddy, or the Marionette, I don't really know which one, is kept him alive through it for 30 years. And then he woke up, he was dead for 30 years, but then he woke up 30 years later, so, 2023 was when, it takes place. And basically... And basically, so, Michael Afton, he went over because he wanted to visit his father after a while, but because of the bite and stuff, he wanted to visit his father, but his father still really wanted to kill him. After the bite of 83 with Evan and stuff, William Afton wanted to kill Michael very bad. So Michael kind of, I don't know why I understand why he would go over there to see his father, but it was a bad idea. I mean, he survived, but like, surprisingly. But and then so he finds so then he finds William and survives 5 nights with him and stuff. And then what happened after FNAF 3 was basically, Michael goes to Circus Baby's Pizza World and stuff, and does all that. But, like, if you're wondering what happened to William Afton after that, well, he goes to one of the other pizzerias, and he finds a new suit, and takes it. And, he managed to take the, other one off, but it tore out all of his flesh and just left him with his bones and eyes and stuff and mouth and teeth and stuff. That's all he was left with. Oh, and of course his hands and feet and stuff. But his flesh is just gone. And now he's known as, oh yeah, and when he tried to take his, I think, left arm out of the suit, he couldn't, and so it kind of just, tore his left arm off, left tricep off, which is after your, after your elbow down, it's your elbow down to your hand is your tricep. So that came off, and so what was left was his, but was just a sharp bone sticking out, and I guess he just uses that as like a blade and stuff. But that's what happened to William Afton after the events of FNAF 3, and Michael Afton after the events of FNAF 3. He goes to Circus Baby's Pizza World and stuff. So, my thoughts on FNAF 3, I think it was a good game because it introduced Springtrap Springtrap or any form of William Afton is my favorite animatronic, because I don't know why, but like William Afton, he may be a child murderer, but like he's been through a lot, and he's just a really cool animatronic, and he's the main part of the lore. I mean, how could you not like him? He started the whole lore and all of it. He's what started it all. And so yeah, that's my thoughts of FNAF 3 and like what happened before and the events after FNAF 3. And so this was a short episode. I don't really like to do short episodes, but when I'm running out of things to talk about, like, it's hard to make long episodes. But once I get 50 listeners, okay, 50 listeners, which is when I get to start monetizing, I will do a 3-hour special. So, you know what? Nah, once I get to 10 listeners, like, so 10 listeners, then I will make a 1-hour special. Once I get to 20, I'll do a 2-hour special. 30, I'll do a 3-hour special, so on so forth, etc. So, yeah. That's what I will do. And, you guys can also subscribe to my YouTube. It is, That Roleplayer OGK. I don't, like, just do FNAF stuff on it. I don't even know if I have any FNAF videos. But, like, I play games like Postal, like, you know, Postal 2 is the most controversial game in the world, but it's also a really good game. I think I've recorded a video of me playing a FNAF fan game, and I think I uploaded it to YouTube, but I don't know. But anyways, that's the end of this episode. I will see y'all in the next episode, of course. Or y'all will hear me blabbling about FNAF in the next episode. And so, hope you liked this episode. And, well, follow, maybe share. That would help a lot, and it would mean a lot, too. And so, I will see y'all in the next episode, and this is your host, Tucker Stokes, signing off.